Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump has landed in Qatar on the second leg of his trip to the Middle East. The president is facing criticism after saying he would accept a donated luxury plane from the country's ruling family. Democrats say accepting the $400 million jumbo jet is a national security threat. The president also met with Syria's insurgent-turned-leader Ahmed al-Sharra in Saudi Arabia. President Trump says he will ease sanctions on Syria as part of a move to normalize relations with the country's new government. AP correspondent John Gambrell explains how sanctions on Syria have affected that country.
For instance, Syrians can't use major credit cards. Their banking system is locked out from other international banks. And it's really just stressing an economy that was already socialist for decades prior to that and didn't really have outside links to the rest of the world.
Gambrell also says sanctions relief against Syria is going to take time. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.